What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Stirring the Pot podcast. This is your host, Gary, and let's rock. So listen, I had a thought, and very simple, nothing too in-depth, nothing too crazy, but just wanted to run past an idea across a few people. Maybe not an idea, maybe just a reference to go off of when it comes to mindset. So one of the things I've been learning is in life and in the world that we live in, it's really a dog eat dog world. And I say that because you have either two choices: survive and eat and make sure you and yours will be okay, or be lazy and allow you and yours to become prey to another. You know, it was never that prevalent to me in the younger age. It was more so just about survival. You know, we did a lot of things. We went through life trying to cope with it as it was thrown our way. And it really never made sense to really do it that way. You know, it really never made sense to risk what we was risking just to waste it on the things we wasted on. A lot of us are operating in mediocrity. A lot of us are just going to work, not to be better, but to survive, because we know if we show up, it's not about our performance, it's just about showing up to get that check every 2 weeks. But my challenge is, like, imagine what you might be able to accomplish if you showed up and the check was the least of your worries. See, the thing is, we already know we're going to get the check because we're going to show up. But a lot of us don't know what to expect if we give our all. If we give our all and actually impress the right people. See, sometimes we can be so frightful that and fearful that life is out to eat us alive, when it really isn't. We can have everything we want from life if we're willing to do what it would take to get it. I'm gonna repeat that. We can have everything we want out of life if we're willing to do what it's going to take in order for us to get it. There's a person that know that all 2021, you just showed up to work just to get your paycheck. You showed up to work just so that you can pay your bills, possibly take your kids to Fridays or to Chick-fil-A over the weekend, wherever you and your family may enjoy to eat, Olive Garden, Red Lobster. But little do your family know, or little do your significant other know, that you are at work doing a mediocre job. See, a lot of us have to get out of the mindset of if I'm not the head honcho, if I'm not the boss, then none of this even matters. But the reality is that just imagine if you really cared for a certain amount of time, you know, challenge yourself to see if it's worth it or not. Challenge yourself and put forth the effort and see what possibly can happen. See, I like talking like this because I like to talk like this because there's no emotion. You know, the words is what have the power. I'm not hype. I'm not hitting you with a whole bunch of bullet points. But the reality of it is, sorry, I apologize. Let me turn my telephone off. The reality of it is, a lot of us are only really operating at about 60% of our potential. See, we operated at about 75. You know what? Let's be a little more. Let's say in order to get the job, you had to operate at about 55-60%. And to keep the job, you've been floating around 60-65%. Just imagine if you challenged yourself for the next 12 months, 13 months until 2023, you challenge yourself to operate at 100% 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, 40 plus hours a week. Just what can you lose if you say, you know what, I'm not the captain, but I'm on the boat. I'm not the captain, but I'm in a vessel of safety. See, a lot of us pick and choose what we want to give our best percentage and our best efforts at. But see, I told myself I can't be mediocre anymore. When I first got my job, I was very ambitious. And it's not that I'm not ambitious, I just haven't asked myself in weeks, what can I do to make this place better? What, you know, it's probably been more than a month. What can I do to help me and my team operate at a more optimum level? To do things a lot better than we've been doing them. To operate and show that my unit is not mediocre, that we are the heartbeat of this police. Is someone out there who is being mediocre in your marriage, and it's time for you to get off that 60% and push it back up to 110. You know, give your significant other each and every last breath. The effort that you put in today lays the foundation of for who you will be 5, 10, 15 years down the line. And I'm learning that in different areas of my life and investing in things that try to make my family better. You know, I'm different than a lot of people because I've learned that I don't need to be a trillionaire. I'm happy with just making sure me and mine are happy. And I know the type of income, I know what it takes to get us to that happy place. And I'm willing to do so by any means necessary. So I'm saying all this simply to say to someone, there's a worker, an employee out there who's being mediocre. There is a boss, a manager, a supervisor that's being mediocre. There is a husband, a wife, a significant other that's being mediocre. There are kids, children, students that are being mediocre. There is a police officer, a firefighter that's being mediocre. There's a doctor, a physician, a dentist that's being mediocre. There's a radio host, a TV star, a podcaster that is being mediocre. I challenge you all. There's a pastor, a bishop, an apostle, a deacon that's being mediocre. And I challenge each and every last one of you to fill that tank up, fill it up, the highest quality of gas you can afford, and put your foot forward and go hard each and every single day. Each and every single day, go hard. Go hard till you have nothing else to give. Through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Get rest and then start it all over again on Monday. I challenge you all for the next 13 months to not do another mediocre thing. Don't allow your relationship to be mediocre. Don't allow your thoughts to be mediocre. Don't allow your family to be mediocre. I challenge you. And if anyone is willing to accept this challenge, go on over to the Stirring the Pot podcast Facebook page and let's talk. Let me know how you're no longer mediocre and what you have done to change. And I will do the same. Go to the page, allow me to know, allow the group to know what you have done in order to stop being mediocre. Now, and I also want to preference this by saying, when I'm saying you're being mediocre, is in a spirit of love and challenging, is not in the spirit of talking down or acting as if I'm better than. No, not at all. But I would say it is from a place of concern, a place of knowing when you do better, you get better. Think about it. When was the last time you did something nice for your significant other just because you got off work and you could not wait to get home to see them? When is the last time you was at work and you just did something, you went above and beyond, not looking for any recognition, but you went above and beyond just because you felt like, I want this place to be the best that it can be? When is the last time as a parent you said, I am no longer going to be a mediocre mother or father. I am going to do what I need to do. I am going to take whatever resources I have or whatever resources I can find to be in my disposal and get my kids the best help possible if I can't give it to them myself. Because if we fail, if we become mediocre and create more mediocre people in life, it is no one's fault but our own. No one's fault but our own. Well, listen, these are just some thoughts. It's about midnight. I hope you all, and I'm recording this on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. And I just hope everybody got a chance to enjoy their family, maybe do some shopping, or whatever the case you may have done. Ate until you fell asleep, woke up, and ate some more. Well, listen, over here at the Stirring the Pot podcast, we just want you all to know that we love you. We appreciate you for tapping that button, for coming over, following, and listening to this podcast. This podcast started out of a pure place, and it's going to continue to be on a pure place. We're going to talk about controversial issues. We're going to motivate, and we're going to educate people to the best of our abilities. One of the best resources you might be able to have is simply just telling people the knowledge that you have. Lending a hand, lending out good knowledge is just like lending out cash money, because both of them can do the same depending on who hand that it gets applied to. I want you all to enjoy the rest of your day. I want you to be safe, and I want you to get the mindset to be no longer mediocre. You are great. You are wonderful. You are the best. Yes, I said it. You are the best. No matter what anyone say, you are the best, and you deserve those accolades. We want to thank you over here at the Stirring the Pot podcast for listening in. We love all of our viewers. Listen, leave a comment. If it's something on your heart, you can inbox me, Gary Bryant, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. Send me an email at GaryBryant@gmail.com. That's GarryBryant@gmail.com. I answer all forms of communication. Listen, if you just need to talk about something, you can email me. If you need a word of advice, you just need someone to motivate you to get you through a rough situation, I'm here for you. If I can help, I can. I don't have all answers. I don't have all solutions, but I am willing to help. You guys have a good night. Thank you for rocking with me at the Stirring the Pot podcast. Like I said, I'm your host, Gary Bryant. Peace.